The New Zealand Television Awards recognises excellence in television and honours the special skills and unique talents of the companies and individuals who create, produce and perform in television programmes in New Zealand. The awards are open to linear subscription and digital broadcast platforms. We're joined now by the winner of the Best Actor category, Dominic Ona Ariki, proud cookie representing Rarotonga and Atu for his role as Ariki in the crime thriller series One Lane Bridge for a Talanoa. Kia ora ana, Dominic, and firstly, congratulations. Mai taki mata. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, brother.
Kia ora, Brian. Hey, thanks for the intro. That was awesome.
Hey, don't forget your roots, my friend.
Hey, it's good to see you. I think the last time we had a chat was we just finished the first season and we were going through COVID, I believe.
Yes, very good memory. Yeah. Very good memory indeed. Now, again, a very big congratulations, Dominic. Firstly,
thank you so much.
What does the one mean to you and your family?
Yeah, I think if anything, it's just like a great validation of just all the work that goes seen and unseen. And I'm not too sure what it might mean to my family, but they're really proud and just really supportive and just so happy for me to pick up that prize. I think I'll learn more maybe in the coming weeks or months about what this means to me. But at the moment, kind of just reflecting back on it, it's just a great validation of, you know, I guess just gunning for something and not knowing whether or not it's going to work out.
On the night when your name was announced, what's going through your head?
Oh man, I was so nervous. I was so nervous. I hadn't written a speech or anything, and my partner was telling me off. She was like, "Dominic, I told you to write one at home. I told you to write one in the Uber." So I was just thinking, okay, I'll just write a list of names of people to try and thank on my phone. And man, I couldn't even think. I was like trying to remember people's names. Some people I was like already sat at the table with. They brought around dinner. And I was like to my partner, I was like, babe, I'm so nervous. I can't even taste this food. And it was funny, actually, on the night when they had announced the winners. It was, you know, living legend Rena Owen, who was presenting Best Actor, Best Actress. And I think it was supposed to go Best Actor and then present Best Actress. But the cards might have gotten mixed up. So on the screens, there it just shows the nominees as well as the winner. But she was reading the cards, and she was reading out Best Actress. So when she announced Best Actress, my name showed up on the screen, and I was freaking out. Me and my partner were like, oh, my God. And all of a sudden, I was so worried. I was like, babe, what if they changed? What if they made a mistake? And what if, like, I don't even get it? it was kind of euphoric, man. Yeah, I don't think I've ever felt anything like that before. It was awesome.
A bit like the Oscars, notorious Oscars moment a few years back, eh? but it was the right one. Yeah, it was still.
Yeah,
you are the winner, aren't you? Yes.
Yeah. To be honest, I actually really was gunning for that Best Actress award, but you know, Antonia Preble, she deserved it.
Now, Dominic, tell us more about this amazing series, One Lane Bridge, and your character that you play, Ariki.
Yeah. So the character is a Hokkalan cop from Auckland, decides to leave the big smoke and go down to Queenstown, of all places, to get away from his surroundings, get into things that he's interested in regards to like a coast to coast, which is what he was training for in one of the seasons, and just to learn under a particular cop. And while he's there, he unlocks these gifts, his matikite, so like a second sight, and be able to communicate with those who have passed or trying to pass on to the other side. So the journey basically just follows him juggling life as a cop, as well as the second sight that he has, which also assists him in solving murders that happen in the city or in the town of Queenstown. And yeah, it just follows the journey of trying to live between those two worlds and have them exist within each other. Yeah, so it's a we basically just follow him learning about this gift and accepting this gift that he has whilst trying to be a badass cop in Queenstown.
Come on, a badass Cook Island's cop at that. Come on.
A badass Cook Island cop.
From Rarotonga and Atiu. Dominic, you know, how did the opportunity come up? You know, tell us a bit about the audition process. And maybe we'll make it a three-part. And then finding out that this lead character is actually Cook Island.
Yeah, it's funny, man. I think I kind of had a good foot in prior to the auditions coming up. I had done a job called Jonah, which was also with Great Southern Television, who produced On Land Bridge. And the producer on there was Carmen Leonard, and the director on there was Danny Mulhern. And I think when I did that particular job, that was kind of like my first little audition for them. Me, I had no idea that they were making this show. Also, these are just like kind of things that I heard through the grapevine. So I feel like they may be true, may not be true. I've never asked them. So when the auditions came up, I had only auditioned once, I think, which is kind of crazy. Or maybe it was twice. I can't remember. But usually you'll just have a first audition and then you'll have a callback when they start narrowing down roles. I did have a callback. Yeah, I did have a callback. I mean, I think it was between like me and I can't remember who the other actor was. But for some reason, I just felt really confident that I was going to get this role because I remember reading the brief. So they usually send you out a character brief of the character that you were auditioning for. And I remember reading the name and it said Araki, and it said that he was from Manurewa in South Auckland. And I was like, that's so weird because, you know, my last name's on Araki. And I grew up in Manurewa, you know, I was born and raised. And I was like, I think this one is mine, you know? I think this one's mine. It's just a weird feeling. And then, I ended up booking that job. But initially, I think it had been written to be a Māori character. But then when I booked the job, they started to make changes and then turned that into a Cook Island character. So like bringing on consultants as well, like Cook Island consultants. So that was pretty much the process.
Man, go the rewa, hey? Oh, that's awesome.
Rewa. Just down the road from you guys.
Come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
Now, Dominic, in terms of the filming and on location in Queenstown, how was that experience for you?
Oh, man, it was awesome. It was awesome. I had never been to anywhere like that before. I remember when we first got to Queenstown, I was driving around and it was a little bit dangerous because I couldn't keep my eyes on the road because the mountains I don't even know how to describe it. You know, if you've seen it, you know. But they're just these huge giants just standing over you as you're just cruising through town. There's a long way away from, you know, the streets of Manurewa or even just Auckland in general. But it was great, man. And the crew down in Queenstown, just world-class. I mean, New Zealand crews are pretty world-class. And it was weird. You just kind of felt like a fish out of water, but also felt just really welcome too.
It was funny reading that story of yours in Manurewa, you know, not many of the brown brothers seeing around until you came across a Māori brother. Was it down in Queenstown?
Oh, Oh man, I didn't even realize I told that story. Oh man, it was so funny. We were there's and there's not many Brown Brothers down there. And honestly, I feel like I've met all the Cook Islanders down there too. I can, I don't think there's many. But yeah, that's right. So we went out for dinner one time in Arrowtown, and I'd been there for maybe 2 or 3 weeks by that point. And all I hear is this, "Jam mother," and I snap my head around, and I was like, "Jam mother." And this Maori fellow who was he might have been working the door or working at the bar at the time, he just comes up to me, gives me a massive hug, and he just looks at me and he's like, "Man, there's not many of us around." And I was like, "Bro, there isn't, eh?" And we just happened to be eating at the restaurant that he worked at, and he's like, "Brother, I've got you tonight." Was great. He like told us about a secret menu and everything. But yeah, it's funny. That kind of thing. You know, it's weird. Not even weird, but it's so funny. I had the exact same thing when I was in Scotland years ago, on behalf of the theatre company that I'm with. I was standing at these lights in Glasgow, and there was a Samoan couple across the way, and then they just saw me, and they just went, and we all just waved into each other, and one of the people I was with, they were like, "Oh, do you know them?" I was like, "I have no idea, but they're brown."
Come on, come on, come on. That's awesome.
Man.
Now, Dominic, in terms of your role, it's a lead role, and with a lead role comes, well, certain expectations and responsibilities. For you accepting the role of Ariki and also being a lead role in a major television series, no less, do you feel the sort of pressure and burden for the success of the series, or just an you know, just in terms of being, you know, one of the central figures?
I guess I guess I was kind of aware of the weight on my shoulders, sorry. Like in that first season, it wasn't too bad because Ariki as a character was kind of new coming into town. Sorry, my nose is all blocked up with my hay fever. So he was a new character, and he was a little bit of like a fly on the wall. So a lot of my a lot of that role was just a lot of listening. Season two, he started to come into his own, started to have more of a voice. Then I started to feel the like a bit more of the pressure and what was required of me in that second season. But it wasn't until the third season where I just had a bit more confidence in myself, taking on the lead role. And just knew what was needed for that. So I just did way more work outside of that. Went to classes, did work with a diction coach and vocal coach, just exercised more to try and get my body into just like a leading man kind of physique, which in turn, like that, I've realized that that helps me more so. So long as like my body is good, my mind is good, and therefore I can do good work. So I think just those first two seasons were a great learning curve for me to know how much goes into being the lead in a TV show.
What is it you love about being an actor, being part of the storytelling process, and where did it all start for you, this lifelong passion?
Man, I just love to play. I love to play, and I feel like it started in a couple of places. So I started doing acting classes at Nathan Homestead in Manurewa, just in Hill Park there. And the my parents put me into these after school classes, and then the acting teacher there was an audition that came up for the legend of Johnny Lingo. Which is like a an old film, which I think was also filmed in the Cook Islands as well. And it was for like Friend Number Two. So I managed to get that, and then that was when my parents were like, oh, okay, cool. Well, then let's get you an agent, just like out of the back of the phone book or whatever. So that kind of kicked it off. That was like the first little spark. And then I kind of just started getting more work here and there. And I didn't really think much of it. I just thought, you know, just a kid going, oh, this is kind of cool. And then it wasn't until I joined Massive Company in the creative director, Sam Scott. And that's where I think I started to learn just about playing and loving to pretend. That I feel like that was like when my true fire for performing arts and just acting in general started to burn. Yeah, and honestly, I think the love comes from one, learning to love these characters, but then throughout this whole process is just learning so much about yourself. I feel like that's a lot of what acting is knowing who you are and learning about who you are and what you bring to a character.
Over a decade in the industry, and you know, a lot of great roles for you, Dominic. How do you keep yourself level-headed with all the, well, the, let's say, baggage that comes with the life of a jobbing actor, and you know, the gaining the recognition, especially on top of your, you know, recent award?
I think a lot level-headed. Maybe it's just knowing what that struggle feels like, you know, and just knowing how hard other people will be working for this, and knowing how hard I myself work for this. So just never taking any job for granted, you know, big or small. And just knowing that like this, there's a privilege to be able to do this work. It's I feel so lucky to be able to get to say that I'm an actor. I get to say that I'm an artist, because it's not easy. I know it's not easy out there for people. So every single day that I get to do what I love, yeah, that's a blessing, man.
Final words, especially to our cookie youth tuning in this afternoon. You know, the as the journey continues for you from here, Dominic, what's the message?
Messages, whatever you want to do, just do it. Yeah, just do it. All of it is meant for us. Yeah. Once upon a time, I thought this acting is just for like papa ahs, and or dance is just for like papa ahs, and art is just for papa ahs. But Sam Scott, who is the creative director of Massive Company and one of my mentors, I remember her telling me, she was like, this is for you. You're meant to be here. Yeah. So just remember that wherever you are, whatever space you want to occupy, yeah, this is for you.
Dominic Onaariki, winner of the Best Actor category at the New Zealand Television Awards. Me taki mata. Thank you so much, Dominic, and all the very best for 2024. Kia manuia. Merry Christmas to you and the family. Cheers.
And to you.